Though America has long recovered from the boozy haze of the Super Bowl, one part of the day's events hasn't been as easy to swallow as all of those chicken wings. For the past 2.5 weeks, there's only been one person's name on everybody's lips. Beyoncé. Yep, she is back. The day before Super Bowl Sunday, she released a surprise song and video, her first in 14 months. Formation is a deeply political and visually striking rallying call for the Black Lives Matter movement. There are references to Hurricane Katrina, civil rights, and police brutality. Its lyrics are unapologetic and bold in celebrating blackness, a blackness that America has shunned, muffled, and borrowed at their disposal. She's instructing African Caribbean men and women to reclaim their black identity in a way that only comes natural to someone like Beyoncé. Making music that leaps across continents and gets everybody talking about her. A powerful song deserves a powerful stage, and Beyoncé chose its first performance with precision. During the Super Bowl, the most watched television broadcast of the year and often in history, 115.5 million tuned in to watch the halftime show. Some enjoyed it and some were offended by it. Her clothing, choreography, and high adrenaline performance encapsulated memories of some of history's most influential blacks. Michael Jackson, Malcolm X, and most contentiously, the Black Panthers, the gun-carrying, pro-violence party that formed 50 years ago. The Super Bowl is the perfect time to share a message with maximum political impact, and February is the start of Black History Month in the US. But for some of America's conservatives, politics has no place in family entertainment.
Beyoncé, really? What is the political message here? What is it they are trying to convey here? A salute to what? A group that used violence and intimidation to advance not racial equality, but an overthrow of white domination? The Black Panthers, for those who don't know, were critical of Martin Luther King's nonviolent civil rights movement. They didn't believe in change through peace, they promoted violence instead. So congratulations, Beyoncé, you made your statement, you should be proud of yourself.
And former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani agreed, saying it was anti-police.
And I thought it was really outrageous that she used it as a platform to attack police officers, who are the people who protect her and protect us and keep us alive. And what we should be doing in the African-American community and all communities is build up respect for police officers.
Her performance has angered some members of the public, and a protest has been organized outside the NFL headquarters in New York. I spoke to students around Leeds to see what they thought of Beyoncé's Super Bowl performance.
I thought it was her place to do. I think it was very good, and I think it's what most of America wanted to see.
I feel like it was good, it was okay. Have no problem with it. I feel like it was a sense of very positive message, and then it was good all around, yeah.
I thought it was great. I think it's a really, really interesting video, really poignant, really current, and I think it's important people see that. So, you know, what a better time to do it.
All efforts, top to bottom, to achieve racial equality are as important as each other. But it would be great if everybody had the platform Beyoncé did at the Super Bowl.